Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to City Union Bank Q2 FY 2023-2024 earnings conference call hosted by Ambit Capital. As a reminder, all the participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prabal Gandhi from Ambit Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sahil. On behalf of Ambit Capital, I once again welcome you all for City Union Bank second quarter earnings call. From the management side, we have Dr. N. Kamakodi, MD and CEO, and Mr. J. Sadagopan, CFO. Without further ado, I'll hand over the call to Dr. Kamakodi for his opening remarks, post which we can open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you.
Good evening, everyone. Dr. Kamakodi here. Hearty welcome to all of you for this con call to discuss the unaudited financial results of City Union Bank for the second quarter and the first half year ended 30th September 2023. The board approved the results today, and I assume you all have received the copies of the results and the presentation. During March 2023 and June 2023 con calls, we had shared with you all some of the expectations as follows for the financial year 2023-2024, that we are aiming for 12%-15% growth for the financial year 2024, which should be skewed towards the year-end. We hope to close the financial year 2024 with the ROA of 1.5%, for which NPA recovery will be a major contributing factor. In the absence of treasury profit opportunities in the increasing interest rate scenario, the cost-to-income ratio will be in the range of 42%-45%. We expect the NIM pressure and expect the NIM at current level ±10 basis points and all. Things are happening almost on the expected lines and even getting better in some of the aspects. We have seen about 1,280 crore or 3% credit growth during the second quarter 2024. The soft launch of the digital process for the MSME lending below rupees 3 crore has started. The project executed by the Newgen software team and coordinated by BCG is on track. We hope to achieve the number we shared with you during the year-end, particularly for the credit disbursement and growth as we move forward. We closed with the second quarter financial year 2024 with the profit after tax of rupees 281 crore compared to 276 crore in the second quarter financial year 2023. In fact, if you remember, we had the highest profit after tax of 276 crore in the second quarter last year. After that, we had some moderation in the subsequent three quarters. This quarter, like say the overall, we could have 281 crore profit as we had already shared with you all. The ROA for the second quarter of financial year 2023-2024 is 1.69% compared to 1.4% in the first quarter financial year 2024. The same ROA was 1.46% for the whole year financial year 2023. As you all know, we typically used to have 1.5% plus during the pre-COVID years. In the financial year 2020, we had 1% with the ROA and reversed over and above that as the COVID provision. Sequentially, it increased to 1.15, 1.3% and 1.4% in the subsequent years. In this quarter, we have 1.69% ROA. We closed the first half financial year 2024 with a profit after tax of 508 crore and hope to cross four-digit profit after tax figure for the whole year financial year 2024 for the first time. As we discussed, whatever profit we have discussed in the current quarter is highest ever profit, what the bank has declared so far in its 120 years of progress. We hope to achieve this figure despite having headwinds in the operating profit. This is mainly due to the positive contribution from the credit cost. Our slippage ratio for the Q2 has come down to 2.06, almost equal to the pre-COVID level. Our absolute slippage number for the Q2 FY24 is 225 crore, while the total recoveries made is rupees 299 crore, comprising of rupees 230 crore from the live NPA accounts and 61 crore from the recovery from the technically written off accounts. For the first time in the recent past, live recovery has surpassed the live slippage, and we expect this trend to continue as we move forward. The net NPA has come down below 1000 crore mark after many quarters, and the overall SMA2 numbers to the total advances as on 30th September 2023 stands at 2.05%, which reduced from 2.45% in the first quarter financial year 24, that is June quarter. We also wish to inform you that the RBI inspection for the position as on 31st March 2023 was completed, and there is no requirement of disclosure with respect to the divergence and asset classification or provisioning as per the exempt guidelines as given in the results. In fact, last year in third and fourth quarter, we had some issues which pulled down some profitability going forward. But now, like I said, this year is over, and we need not make any disclosure as per the extended guideline. To sum up, we are finally into a phase where NPA slippages have come down significantly, and NPA recoveries have started surpassing the slippages. Hence, going forward, we will see substantial reduction in the credit cost and reduction in the NPA getting back to the pre-COVID level, which will reduce the provisions required substantially and take care of the profit after tax. The soft launch of digital lending products have started, which is expected to help us achieving improved credit growth in the second half, as we discussed in the earlier con calls, to achieve double-digit credit growth for the whole year. Both the project is executed by the NewGen software team, and the coordination done by the BCG, and the entire project is on track, which should be helping us to achieve better growth as we move forward. ROAs are back to 1.5% plus, which used to be our, and the net interest margin is also at the range shared with you all in the earlier quarters, and for the current quarter it is currently standing at 3.74%. Despite headwinds in the growth, we should be closing the financial year 24 with the four-digit PAT, substantial reduction in the net NPA, and ROA around our long-term average of 1.5% plus. Overall, except growth, pre-COVID, we had positive progress in all parameters like growth, net interest margin, ROA, and things like that. And there were certain setbacks after the onset of COVID, particularly on the slippage ratio and also moderation in the growth. As we explained, we had taken our legs off the growth pedal way back in financial year 2020, and we continued our growth with the gold loan, but there were because of certain regulatory observations, we had to stop the agri gold loan KCC product, which became a sort of headwind to our growth. And also the growth in the other core sector has also started showing some amount of progress, and which should be improving from now onwards, particularly with the arrival of our digital lending platform and all. Overall, things are aligning with our long-term process, and the progress is visible. We will be able to show the PAT growth by saving the credit cost up to this year, and once the growth also pick up as we are able to see that everything, all parameters should be getting back to our long-term benchmarks which we had set over a longer period of time. Overall, things are settling well, and we hope things will improve from where we are going forward. With this opening remarks, I open the floor for questions and discussions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies, a moment, we will wait for a moment until the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rohan Mandora from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
So, thanks for the opportunity and congrats on the improved set of numbers. So firstly, in terms of the upgrades that we have seen this quarter, if you can share some color on which segments are they coming and when did this account slip?
Yeah, in fact, we had discussed during the last con call itself. The basically, like, we had process of like whenever an account upgrades before the release of the quarterly numbers, we used to effectively take that on the collections. But after that, we discussed that, there were certain observations raised during the inspection, which we had stopped. And we had also given a number even at that point of time where the upgradation has occurred. It is basically all round, across the sectors. The largest one being upgradation from, about 19 crore from resort, which started seeing improvement in the collection. The second one came from the a contractor for the government of Tamil Nadu, who received the payment subsequent to the quarter end, which was pending for him. So we had the third one was from the fishing side, where the recoveries came and the account got upgraded. Like that, the composition of the upgraded accounts are from the various sectors and various type of accounts, and you don't have any specific sector or any specific and all. This is basically due to the delay in the receivable, which happened from the sectors like government and other sectors, which got released after receipt. These accounts got upgraded.
And so secondly, on the PCR, despite we having a contained provisioning line item for this quarter, we have not increased the PCR. It's holding around that 50% mark. So will we remain comfortable at this level, or over the next 2 years we'll see some increase on the PCR levels? And what will be the credit cost guidance for FY24?
Yeah, basically we have explained multiple times in the earlier con calls. Our average recovery for the portfolio level is if 100 rupees slips, we recover about 65 to 70 rupees. So anything about, say, 35-40 rupees provisioning is something which is not required based on our track record because of collateral available and liquidation of the collateral. So we always keep about, that is our requirement basically. So the 70% coverage ratio, something which came once upon a time and which got repeatedly asked. So we thought, okay, we will improve it to 70%, and we don't expect any major significant improvement in the coverage ratio because we don't think we need extra provision coverage ratio as we have collateral, and this coverage ratio is by and large aligning with our arrival of the recoveries that are happening on one side. And another side, like say, I mean, you have to understand me correctly. On the other side, we want to get the net NPA level. I mean, our focus is more on the net NPA number and not specifically on the coverage ratio. So we, with the current trend, we expect we had about 1.15 to 2%, less than 2% net NPA for the financial year 19 or so, pre-COVID. We expect we should be getting back to that number and probably, like say, reduce net NPA number as we move forward, which we will be comfortable perhaps between 1 and 1.5% as we move forward. When that happens, the coverage ratio may automatically improve as a byproduct. So this is our approach for the coverage ratio too, which we have been communicating for quite some time.
Got it, sir. And any specific number for credit card guidance for this year?
As we have seen, incrementally, the let's say when the recoveries are more than the what you call slippages, the incremental net and incremental provision required automatically comes down. So we will require so as to reduce our net NPA to get it closer to the pre-COVID level. And you can do your math accordingly.
Okay. And so lastly, there's been an increase in yield this quarter. So if you can just quantify what was the benefit coming in from the interest reversal? And was there any other reasons for the increase on the yield on advances?
So basically, there was an incremental, let's say, pass on of rate somewhere in the middle to end of the first quarter. The whole effect has come only in the incremental yield.
Got it, sir. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, participants who wish to ask question may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Nilesh Jethani from Bank of India Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening and thanks for the opportunity. My first question was on a macro level. When a lot of the peers are talking about the stress reducing in the MSME side, what is our outlook on the same?
See, basically, let's say two dichotomous observations we are seeing on the ground. The first part is, like say, all of them have come out of the issues and particularly the stress during the COVID, and almost all the MSMEs who are surviving are doing extremely well with good cash flows and having their head above the water. The asset quality issues have by and large subsided, and things are on track. On the other side, if you look into the let's say growth per se coming from this particular segment, we are not seeing like in the previous cycle, or yet to see the capacity expansion or investment cycle to pick up. And the bulk of the let's say investment that are coming now are maybe things like say going for let's say renewable energy like a solar or something like that. Things are happening. We are seeing quite a good number of people going for that. But at the same time, we are not seeing similar to whatever we could see in huge number in the earlier cycles when the capacity utilization like say reaches such a high number so that they need to go for capacity expansion and going for the build-up of like say production and all. We are waiting for that and yet to see that happening in a big way.
Got it. And internally, considering the credit cycle and the NPA cycle we are in, at what levels of NPA, the GNPA, NNPA or credit test, we would press the pedal as far as the growth is concerned on the credit side? So, one of the external if you explain, you are not seeing it. But yeah. Internally, when will we press the pedal for the growth?
Yeah, can you repeat the question and come closer to the mic, please? I am not able to understand your question properly.
Asking, one is the external reason you said that there is external issues with regards to growth in the MSME, but internally at what GNPA level or at what provision numbers, we would press the pedal for the growth.
See, as I told you, our slippage ratio pre-COVID for multiple years used to be between 200, 2.5 to closing advances. During the, let's say, for financial year 21 and 22 and all, it increased to about 3 to 3.5%. Our bank, if you had observed, most of our peers and the banking sector per se, even the sector NPA numbers were peaked at even double digit and all, particularly after the AQR, corporate lending, consortiums and things like that. So after the 2018 and all, the most of them were busy in cleaning up their books and things like that. But even when the our slippage ratio increased, our gross NPA peak in this cycle had not crossed about 5.7% or something like that. And net NPA was at about 3.5-3.6 and all, we were able to have the slippage ratio basically getting at that level. But there were problems during the COVID because of the, recoveries not happening because the DRTs and courts were not functioning and there were some slippages. Now we could clearly see in the current quarter and whatever visibility we see. And also the SMA numbers during pre-COVID, which we used to have about 6-7% and have about 2-2.5% slippage, the SMA2 numbers have come around 2% and all, which is where we could see substantial improvement in the stress level and all has come down to a greater extent. As we told, if 100 rupees slips at an average, we recover about 60-70 rupees, because of that, we don't see the requirement of, incremental provision just for taking care of the losses, not more than, 40%. But our coverage ratio is at 70%, and the current recoveries have started, live recoveries have started, our total recoveries have started superseding the slippages that is what we foresee for the next multiple quarters. Honestly speaking, the incremental provision ratio, we should be seeing a very drastic reduction. And we have our own internal target of getting our net NPA to pre-COVID level first, and then see our comfort zone had been between 1-1.5%, which we should be achieving over the next few quarters. This is the current status now.
So will this translate into we pressing the pedal on the growth if we are expecting these numbers to come down? So can we also press for the growth going ahead?
Yeah, we have already started tuning ourselves for the growth. As expected in the as we shared with you all during the earlier quarter con calls, our growth will be skewed in the second half. Already we have about 2-3% quarterly growth in this second quarter. And the one of the major thing what we need is the introduction of the digital lending process, for which the soft launching has already started. So the growth expectation we shared, we are working overtime to achieve them and putting everything in the proper perspective for achieving those numbers.
Got it, sir. That was helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anand Dama from MK Global. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. So my question is on the margins. Earlier on, basically you had said that RBI had an observation on the MCLR, and add to that, there was some interest derecognition because of the subvention on the farm loans as such. So any update over there?
We have returned to RBI and waiting for their numbers. Waiting for that, made representations for which we are awaiting the results. As we told during the around the same time, a couple of quarters back, we are not recognizing that whatever income that normally will be done because of that observation and all, we are not recognizing that. And basically, some amount of transfer of yield has happened, and that's why like somebody asked, there is a marginal improvement in the yield also. And another thing, our current credit deposit ratio is about 4-5% below whatever we used to operate during the pre-COVID level, because of which also, like say a few basis points here and there, we had to compromise. So with this, as we said in the last con call, our overall average NIMs should be plus or minus 10% with the existing NIM, the same numbers we are able to see in the second quarter also.
Sir, is it possible to basically share the unrecognized interest income?
We have given in the, I think, fourth quarter or so, it works out about 20-30 crore, about 20-odd crore.
Okay. So, in first and second quarter, there won't be any addition to that unrecognized interest income?
No. See, because normally this product will get over in 1 year, and we stopped recognizing that income once it was pointed out, as explained in the one of the earlier con calls.
Sure. So secondly, now basically you would have seen that Uday Kotak has got a board CD team, and basically we also had a question, you know, long back that that basically you will have to step down as an MD and CEO. So whether you would look at position in the board post your you know, retirement from as an MD and CEO.
See, I have in fact shared with you all in the earlier con calls, board has already appointed a subcommittee. So the subcommittee has started exploring the potential candidates. The feel, and you have also you have seen that RBI, let's say yesterday or day before yesterday, announced that every bank should have at least one whole-time director apart from the MD and CEO. We expected this, and that's why we made required changes in the articles and all in the last AGM. So our plan is to, in the next in the next 4-5 months, the upper limit given by the regulation is about 4 months, keeping that into mind also, let's say shortlisting that, let's say onboarding them, who should work with the with us for the remaining period, so that there is a smoother handover takeover when the term ends. So the process had got initiated, which we communicated to the market in the last quarter itself.
But you can still look for a board position, right, in the post basically you retire as an MD.
Pardon?
You can still look for yourself as a board position in the way basically Uday Kotak has taken a board position in the bank.
you have another 2 years, Sanand. So okay. I can't say anything. Let us wait for things to settle, and there are many more things need to happen before I answer this question.
Sure. So third, you know, on the PCR front, you said that basically you believe that the specific PCR that you maintain is reasonable enough. But we had seen something similar in case of another bank, which is AU, where they were saying that they were maintaining a decent specific PCR as per the requirement. But then it seems like, you know, RBI nudged and basically they have increased now the specific PCR more than 70%. You know, instead of getting into that situation where RBI comes and nudges, is it fair basically to start increasing the PCR on our own, and build some, you know, buffers in place?
See, the in fact, as I told you, we have targets, internal thing for the net NPA. When we reduce the net NPA portion, automatically the coverage ratio also increases. These things are interlinked, and let's say you don't have any specific, let's say you have one circular which talks about 70% in the past. So over and above that, we will wait and see. Our strategy has been, as I told you, by the end of the current year, we should be getting back to the net NPA level of 1.5 to 2%, which had been the pre-COVID net NPA, and we will be comfortable with 1 to 1.5% on an ongoing basis. To that extent, let's say the slow and steady provisioning will take care of that as we expect the recoveries to let's say overtake the slippages.
Sure. And so your guidance of 8 to 10 odd percent kind of a loan growth stand for full year?
Still it stands, and we are working for that.
Okay, sure. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Neil Mehta from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. My first question was on employee cost. What is the reason for the 20% QOQ increase in our employee cost for this quarter?
Actually, we have the both in terms of, let's say, the between first quarter and the second quarter, the annual increment kicks off from the, first of July. So sequentially, you have that thing, and first half to first half, it is 6% increase.
Okay, fair enough. So secondly, more of an accounting question, in terms of recoveries, do we net it off from provisions when we recognize credit costs, or do we recognize it as other income in our P&L?
No, basically if the account is written off, it is considered as an income. But if an account gets upgraded or collected from the, let's say, live account, it gets shifted from one account to the another.
And in that case, if it is a live account that has not been completely written off, you will recognize it as net of credit cost, right?
Yeah, whatever loss we incur, that will be knocked off from the provision made, and the balance provision will be going to some other account.
Got it, sir. And so last question on LCR, what would be the LCR level for our bank this quarter?
It's as usual, the exact number will be given. Close to about 200% is what we are maintaining, which will be available in your, that is our usual number, and that number will be available in the, will be uploading in the website soon.
Got it, sir. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Rakesh Kumar from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot, sir, and very strong set of performance. So just one question I had with respect to the BCG, thing. So how are we placed there? How the progress is taking place on that front? And when we are planning to, you know, get done with that exercise?
Basically, the as I told during my opening remarks, actual software is made by a company called NewGen. And the support and other coordination and other, the consulting part is taken care by the BCG. So we are the first product, as said, for the MSME loans less than 3 crore. All the, the soft launch of the product is already on. And maybe for next 10-15 days, it will be used for select branches, and after any bugs, if at all anything is there after correction, by the, second half of November, it should be made available to all the branches. Next, other products, whatever we have to slowly, for all these things, they had already prepared scores, models, all these things and all are already given, and they are being now in the, soft launch part. The next set of things in the next 2-3 quarters, 2-3 weeks, we should be getting that 3 to 5 crore MSMEs, and then the retail part, then renewal part, one by one they will be giving. So overall, everything should be set up and running fully by the third quarter end, and when we probably meet during the third quarter con call, things should be up and running, maybe one or two, maybe on the soft launch, and everything should be on open to, I mean, full launch by when we speak during the third quarter results is the expectation. And the progress so far, is giving me confidence that we should be able to achieve those deadlines. That is what I am made to understand, and we are monitoring the progress pretty closely.
Very good, sir. So I believe, sir, post this transition, certainly the turnaround time that we have now and what we would have then, it could be quite a drastic change would be there in the turnaround time for the, especially for the MSME customer, I think.
Yeah, that is the expectation, and that is the main purpose of this entire exercise. And hope we should be able to see them giving full, positive results, in the second half, as we had discussed with you all.
Great, sir. Thanks a lot, sir, and all the best for the future performance. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Jay Mundra from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good evening and congratulations on good quarter. Sir, continuing from the previous question, so just to understand it properly, the LOS implementation across all product at the bank level should be over by, let's say, early January next year, right?
Yeah, hopefully that is the timeline with which we are moving forward. When we meet for the third quarter results somewhere in the end of January, at least 50 to 60% of the product should be into full protection throttle, and the remaining one-third may be in the soft launch, or they should have also started giving results.
Okay. And sir, does this LOS implementation in any way changes the usual growth trajectory, usual growth pattern of the bank, that, you know, usually we have that, you know, first quarter there is a QOQ dip, second quarter is where, you know, the September number is similar to March, and then third quarter there is an uptick, and fourth quarter is where the growth comes. Do you see that this LOS implementation could change the pattern, or that is less impacted?
I don't think any major changes in the usual pattern. The basically what we expect is that the turnaround time should increase, and we should be in a position to process things more efficiently. And maybe if at all anything which is not seen by the naked eyes in terms of the financials, the LOS should be helping us to take that to reduce the slippage ratio also in a longer run. So we don't expect any major change in the pattern as we have seen in the earlier quarters.
Right. Okay. And then, sir, my question is on yield, right? So you in opening remarks, you mentioned that, you know, the rise in the yield is also because you have tightened the spread, or you have done better bargaining power in terms of pricing, etc. But if I look at your MCLR, you seem to have reduced your MCLR in the last two quarters. And then at the same time, you know, you have effected a better, spread management. So how does this work together?
No, I did not say anything what you started basically. What I said was that you had one, interest rate transmission in the, towards the end of the first quarter, whose full effect came in the second quarter. And whatever increase in the yield to happen quickly, it can be only by, RBI increasing the rates, and that getting transformed, and that getting transmitted. As I discussed with you all in the, March quarter or so, two, three quarters back, we missed in transmitting, I think 1 or 2 rate transmissions in the last year, which had some impact, and further hikes we have already, transmitted.
Okay. No, so sorry, sir. This quarter, the yields were better because you had better card rates, or you managed to have better pricing power, or both.
I think that there was a rate transmission which happened in the first quarter, which increased the overall yield. You can also interpret that we had a better bargaining power to have the transmission.
Right.
And how I view it is, if you incrementally bargain with each and every customer for a better rate, that is one thing. But when the rate actually increases and you want to, transmit, the transmission happens for all the accounts together, that is when you see a better increase. But if you make a better bargain for incrementally, it will get a larger time for the things to get transmitted and see result in the overall average yield.
Right. And sir, was there any impact, because this quarter, we had a negative net slippages. Was there any, if you can quantify what could be the impact on interest in, NIM, because, earlier we were, on the live accounts, we were having net slippages, and this quarter there is a net negative slippages. So, is there any...
The difference is hardly, 30-40 crore.
Okay.
And it's not going to be very significant, and whatever we, it's not that significant as you think, particularly on that difference, differential interest part in the slippages.
Right. And last question, sir, this quarter, of course, the net slippages have been negative, right? And the gross slippages are also declining, right? Some of the other peer banks, they have had negative net slippages, and they are running at negative net slippages, but we have done for the first time. Is there any structural changes in the recovery process, apart from what we mentioned in the beginning of the call of the timing and everything, but is there any other reason, and what is the underlying reason for confidence in sustaining this negative net slippages?
See, you have to, particularly when you look at our most of our peers, they had heavy slippages about 3-4 years ahead of us, and in fact many of them had even double digit gross net gross NPAs and all, and their cleaning up process started much earlier, because the when an account slips into NPA, the there is a time delay at which you start recovering the money. Normally, it used to happen, about 25% gets recovered between the second and third year. But since many of the slippages for us happened during the COVID period, there was a delay, particularly in the DRT, courts action and other parts. And the recoveries are little bit delayed. And similarly, the slippages have also started coming down. So our getting into the phase of positive recovery and slippages getting lower than the addition, we are probably about 1 or 2 years behind many of our peers, because they had much larger impact and much larger issues earlier, and their recoveries and all started happening at least. That cycle was at least 2 years ahead of us, and in fact it had they had gone through the cycle, at least half the cycle, even before the onset of the COVID, and that's why this cycle has a difference between them and us. So whatever we are undergoing now, maybe they all had undergone about 2 or 3 years back or so.
Right. And we should be sustaining this trend of negative net slippages, right? That is the indication you have.
Yeah, as long as you have, NPA file available to recover.
Right.
So this scenario will continue for another couple of years. When you will have, like say, the amount of NPA available for recovery will also will come down significantly.
Right. Thank you, sir, and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star 1 now. Well, the next line of question is from Arvind R. from Sundaram Alternates. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Can we expect any further increase in rates, pass through?
We don't expect any more hikes going forward. Even if with a 25% probability, if something is left out, maybe at the best to 25 basis point. 75% probability, we don't expect any rate hikes going forward.
Okay, and I'm just asking this if I've understood correctly. So the credit cost would be lower levels for the second half, just as how we have seen the for the second quarter, right? Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Yeah, once again, thank you all for participating in this con call. As you might have observed, finally, we have entered into a phase where the slippages have come down, recoveries have increased, and the overall credit cost has come down significantly, the trend which we expect to go for a few more quarters. Our ROA and other efficiency numbers have also come closer to the our long-term averages, and even better than whatever we had anticipated to start with. Basically, the only thing which is left is the growth which we have to show, for which the initial signs are visible. We expect this digitization and introduction of the LOS should also improve our efficiency in managing the things, and we should have, as discussed, the double-digit growth of advances mainly from the second half, as we have seen in the earlier years. Overall, looks like our expectation is that when the amount of NPA pool reduces, and before this advantage from the credit cost evaporates, we should be having sufficient growth to take care of our profitability growth going forward with all the efficiency and profitability ratios intact. We feel things have come back to the normalcy, and we should be able to see much better numbers as we move forward is our expectation. With this opening remarks, with this closing remarks, I thank you all for participating in this conference.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Ambit Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.